You're invited to travel the world and discover what it means to live the intercontinental life. With more than 200 properties worldwide, Intercontinental Hotels and Resorts welcomes you to iconic properties in global destinations including New York, London, and Shanghai. Discover more about these cities and the tales they inspire with Stories of the Intercontinental Life, a collection of stories that will excite your curiosity and offer new perspectives on the world. Hear more at intercontinental.com/life.
Here's your money briefing. I'm J.R. Whalen at the Wall Street Journal in New York. Banks are being encouraged to get back into the short-term lending business, what some call payday loans. But there's a game of push and pull going on between regulators who want to be sure that borrowers don't get strangled by high interest rates and banks and lenders who want airtight rules that won't be turned over when political power shifts in Washington. We'll get into the details in a moment. First, some money and market news you should know. Mixed in with the high-profile payroll count and the unemployment rate in August jobs report was this. For the first time in 11 years, 80% of Americans in their so-called prime working years have a job. Now, prime working years means roughly ages 25 to 54. That's important because they play a huge role in how the economy grows. They're the most prolific set of home buyers and overall consumers as compared to people just starting out or those getting close to retirement or those who've already retired. Now, just after the recession last decade, that percentage of 25 to 54 Americans working had fallen to about 75%, and that was a 26-year low. That number, by the way, peaked at about 82% during the internet boom of 2000.
When you talk to those who have shaped your world, whether they're filmmakers, entrepreneurs, or journalists, they often share one thing in common. At some time in their lives, they experienced defining moments that inspired them to make an impact. That's the subject of That Made All the Difference, a new podcast from Bank of America. Hear from achievers like Ken Burns and Arianna Huffington as they share their stories. They might just inspire you too. What would you like the power to do? You can find That Made All the Difference anywhere you get your podcasts.
It's been about 6 years since banks got out of the business of offering short-term, small-dollar loans, what many refer to as payday loans. But now banks are interested in dipping their toes back into the short-term loans waters if regulations are to their liking. And that's a big if. Let's bring in Wall Street Journal reporter Lalita Clozel for more on this. So, Lalita, in 2013, the government imposed a pretty strict set of underwriting standards or guidelines on these loans, and that chased a lot of banks away, but some of those standards are being rolled back?
Right. So under the Obama administration, banking regulators were concerned that some of these loans were higher interest rate and could cause some consumer protection issues. And so that they imposed pretty strict guidelines on making those loans, and that ended up basically discouraging banks from making the loans. So a lot of them discontinued them. Now, under the current administration, banking regulators are trying to encourage banks to make those loans again. And their argument is that it would help provide an alternative to consumers inside the banking space that's a cheaper type of loan than probably the ones that they would get from payday lenders. And you also would encourage people to stay in the banking system and end up, you know, developing their credit history and overall get back on a sounder financial footing.
Now, these loans can help lower and moderate income workers by essentially filling a gap in between pay periods, but the regulators, they want the lenders to be sure the borrowers can actually pay this money back.
Right. So that there's always going to be underwriting standards, and the borrowers are going to have to, you know, make sure that the borrower can pay back the loan. But the difficulty for banks is that it's hard to make really small loans. We're talking about a few hundred to a few thousand dollars that can help people in, you know, the events of an emergency or to pay bills or cover the time in between their paychecks. It's hard to make those smaller loans while complying with pretty strict underwriting standards, because that just increases the cost of making each loan. And since they're smaller, it's going to be a very low margin. And so as a result, you'd have to have a relatively high interest rate for each loan. And that's been just the tension there with having banks making small dollar loans. So the current regulators are trying to encourage banks to get back into the space. And they've put out some new guidelines. They're working on some other guidelines. But ultimately, the banks feel like they would need more of an assurance that regulators are not going to change their mind again, possibly in, you know, next administration. And then, you know, they would end up being on the hook for those loans that they've started making, and they might be in trouble because of them. So the banks are just worried that things might change again, and they want a really strong guarantee that if they do enter the space again, they're not going to get backlash over it.
And there are consumer groups that have very clear concerns here in that between the interest rates and the repayment obligations, that in a lot of cases, these obligations have gotten away from borrowers, and what they owe has really snowballed to the point where it's become enormous amounts of money.
What you don't want is to have borrowers taking out loans that they can't repay. And if they can't repay the loans, they'll take out another loan to cover that loan, and then they'll end up in a cycle of debt. And for some consumer groups, it doesn't matter if it's a payday lender making that loan or a bank making that loan. If the interest rate is too high, there's too much of a risk that borrowers end up in a cycle of debt, and you'd want to make sure that the standards are very stringent and limit those types of loans as much as possible.
And just to back up a bit, Lalita, there are actually several kinds of players in this space. You have banks and payday lenders, and they're not the same, but they offer different kinds of services.
Small dollar short-term loans tend to be high interest no matter who does it, because it's a low profit, low margin business. Banks typically offer lower interest rate loans than payday lenders. And there are other players as well. I think a lot of the short-term loans are migrating towards a more of an installment lending model, which is not a you pay everything all at one time when you get your paycheck, but it's usually you pay within a few months. So it's a slightly different type of model. And those two things are offered both by banks and non-banks. Banks have an advantage, however, because a lot of national banks can be exempt from state interest rate laws, so that in states that ban payday lending or that ban certain levels of interest rates, the banks don't necessarily have to comply with those, even though they are subject to oversight by their federal regulators. And as we've discussed, that sometimes can create limitations in what kinds of loans they can offer.
Now, in addition to banks and payday lenders, there are apps called pay access apps that have emerged, and they have drawn scrutiny as well. But their argument starts with, hey, we're not payday lenders. Can you just explain how they seek to separate themselves from payday lenders?
Nobody wants to be known as a payday lender, because that comes with a lot of notions about predatory lending and consumer abuses, and offering loans at very high interest rate and keeping consumers in a cycle of debt. And that's why a lot of the laws that limit interest rates for loans are called payday lending laws. So you have a new generation of players that are coming in that are offering loans that are maybe installment loans paid out over a few months, or loans through apps or online loans. And they don't look like a traditional storefront payday lender, but for regulators, the same questions arise, and the regulators want to make sure that these lenders are verifying that the borrowers is going to be able to repay, that they're just doing their proper due diligence when they're underwriting the loans. And so that's why you're seeing a lot of scrutiny over these new players in recent years.
And you mentioned all these players, you know, they understand the regulation is coming, but they want to see the regulation held in place. They want to know what those rules and standards are going to be. And they kind of fear a pendulum of sorts, depending upon who's in power in Washington. But the way that power shifts in Washington, you know, nothing really lasts forever.
Exactly. And that's why the banks, they're hearing encouragement from the banking regulators that it's fine to make those loans again. But they want more. They would like to have a very firm, concrete assurance from their regulators that if they engage in those loans again, they're not going to get in trouble.
All right, that's Wall Street Journal reporter Lalita Clozel in our Washington Bureau. Lalita, thanks for coming on the show.
Thanks for having me, JR.
And that's your Money Briefing. I'm JR Whalen in New York for the Wall Street Journal.